MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, this story has been well documented. Problems at the Durban port and the interim interdict granted against Transnet's 11 billion rand deal with the International Container Terminal Services Incorporated has put a temporary stop to the much-anticipated upgrade, the much-needed upgrade of Container Terminal 2. Joining me on the program now is Andile Sanku, who is chairman of the Transnet board. Chair, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. Maybe very quickly, tell us why the ICTSI was chosen as the preferred bidder.
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to the listeners. We started a process as Transnet in February 2022, where we issued what we call is an RFQ, request for qualifications. And there were particular information that was requested for the bidders to supply. And upon consideration of that information, we then issued what we call a request for proposal, which was a formal request inviting interested bidders to detail what their proposal are to fulfill the requirements for a selection of a partner for the Durban Container Terminal Pier 2. And upon adjudicating that process, ICTSI became the preferred bidder.
Now, the losing bidder is arguing that ICTSI received special treatment in the bidding process. How do you respond to that, Chair?
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I mean, I have to be careful in the first instance to say that the amount of detail that I can provide in a matter that is before the court, I have to be sort of sensitive to that,
but that's acknowledged.
In the main, though, Jeremy, the issue here is that we focused on the objective of ensuring that the winning bidder, you know, achieves the solvency objective. Or putting it differently, that we are able to satisfy ourselves that the bidder that would be the one that will be awarded meet the solvency requirements. And we do not believe that in the way in which we arrived at that decision, we would prejudice any party or had favored any party. That's the first point. However, maybe an independent court may arrive at a different conclusion from what we had arrived at as Transnet.
But, Chair, you are satisfied with the forensic due diligence process that was used to assess the winning bidder's financial capability?
That's correct. That's correct, Jeremy. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the Transnet recovery plan, you have said in the past, or have spoken in the past, about the urgency of upgrading the port's infrastructure and notably Container Terminal 2. This entire imbroglio then sends a negative message, surely, to potential private sector partners going forward. You must be worried about this.
Look, I mean, it's a disappointment, to be honest, but our commitment to work with the private sector to drive structural reform and introduce competition. And it's something that is a strategic objective for us. And as we have communicated very clearly in the past, that this has been informed by the limited capital that is available on our side to be able to upgrade our port facilities in the first instance, and to welcome competition. And three, we're very much mindful of the fact that we have lagged behind for many years in terms of investing and upgrading our infrastructure. And we are also behind, you know, with upgrading our technology. So in terms of our objectives, we're very clear and unwavering that we will have to partner with the private sector to do this. Of course, this was unexpected. And of course, we are reflecting on this. But Jeremy, it's important also to understand that the our purview in terms of looking at the reform program is not only limited to ports. You have seen recently that we have announced the separation of the infrastructure company from the Transnet Freight Rail, where we are moving in earnest in terms of creating platforms for how the private sector can team up with us. And similarly, you know, on the TNPA side, we're busy with the corporatization of the of TNPA. So the broader reform agenda is on track, and it is well supported by the board. Of course, this is something that we'll sit back and reflect on and say maybe to the extent that we can make our process far more challengeable. I mean, I think it's a challenge that we'll obviously have to respond to in due course.
Let's talk about the reflective process that you're undergoing. As you wait for some sort of resolution here from the court, are there any contingency measures in place to make sure that the process is continuing in one way or another? Because, again, you'll want to give some sort of solace, I imagine, to people who use the services.
Of course, Jeremy, you're quite correct. I mean, you know, we are embarking. I mean, we have already ordered quite a number of port equipment as part of our fleet renewal program. And we started off a couple of months ago with the tugboats that we had we'd bought, and we are waiting for delivery of some of the cranes later this in November and some in the new year. And of course, I mean, this is whether or not we get the private sector on board or not, because we are very aware of the need to make sure that we upgrade our facilities. However, the significant capital that was going to be injected by whoever was a winning bidder would have given us a shot in the arm in terms of the momentum, you know, for driving this kind of a structural reform initiative.
And now that's not happening.
Well, it's delayed because I think it's important, Jeremy, to understand what the court judgment is. The judgment of the court is not to set aside the contract or the award of the bidder from ICTSI. What the court has done, it has interdicted Transnet from proceeding with the commercial negotiations. So this is part A of the process. Part B of the process will then be, I mean, the court, this is what the court has requested, that we must approach the judge president to find a date where we'll review the court application. I mean, you know, so that there will be an indication as to who then becomes the winning bidder and whether or not our processes are robust or not. That will probably take place in the new year. So to your point, whether or not is this not happening, our view is that this is a delay, and we are also expediting, you know, the process of ensuring that this hearing happens in probably early in the new year.
I do appreciate your time. That is Andile Sangu, who is chairman of the Transnet Board.